So if we have a disease for which there is no cure, and then the senior devotees tell us, let us take shelter of Bhagavatam or the holy name, how should we see this? See, in general, there are times, we all go through some phases in our life when nothing seems to help. When materially things, just one thing goes wrong, second thing goes wrong, or one disease happens and just not going, whatever the. So what happens sometimes is the frustration and the lack of a material solution and hope that maybe the next material solution will work out, that can consume us so much that we just can't practice the process of bhakti because of that. So at such times, you told me, at least take shelter of the holy name, take the shelter of Bhagavatam, and try to make the consciousness a little more stable, try to become a little absorbed in this. So this is not meant to as an absolute mandate for not taking any treatment at all. The point is, there has to be a balance of the material and the spiritual. We, ideally speaking, yukta ahara viharasya, yukta cheshasya karmasya, yogo bhavati dukkha. So yoga leads to the process of dukkha, freedom from misery, when everything else is regulated. Now there are times in our life when our material life is not regulated. So at that time, what to do when things are going wrong in material life? There are different approaches. So we try to set the things right materially also, but sometimes the things are just not getting set right materially. So at that time you may say, just take shelter of Krishna. At least stabilize yourself. Calm down. Because right now, what is happening? The material things are also not working, and because we are consumed with the hope of material things working, so we are not focusing on the spiritual, and we are not able to let, the spiritual is also not working because of that. So what at that time when it is told that, okay, focus on the spiritual. That should not be taken as an absolute statement for don't do anything material. But the point is, we should try to take shelter of the Bhagavatam, take shelter of the holy name, and thereby stabilize our consciousness. And then when that shelter is there, we can also explore something material. But our consciousness should not be consumed by just the frustration at the material thing not working, or just the hope that the next material thing will be the solution to all my problems. We should also go on with the process of bhakti. And it's much, much easier said than done. When they are actually going through trouble, you know, it is very difficult if there is no solution is apparent at that time. But then we all go through some phases because of maybe past karma or whatever. Sometimes astrology can tell us that this is a bad phase that a person is going through. Now, I'm not recommending astrology, and then it depends on time, place, circumstances also, whether a person should consider astrology or not. But the point is, it's a philosophically intelligible principle that we go through phases in our life. And certain phases may be bad, at that time no matter what we do, nothing seems to work. So at that time we just need to tolerate. Tolerate doesn't mean that we don't try anything material, but we don't let ourselves get consumed by the hope that the next material thing will solve my own problems. Sometimes you may just have to decide, okay, I may have to live with this. So if I have to live with this, life has to go on. And life has to go on means, and I need to learn to practice bhakti in this situation also. Now surrender can have many definitions. You know, surrender can, but one aspect of surrender simply means, you know, to do what we can with what we have now. Surrender means to do what we can with what we have now. Now Prabhupada, he wanted to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. He wanted to attract thousands of people. But the people who were coming to him were drunkards and drug addicts. Prabhupada just preached, he was happy preaching with them. This is what I have, this is what I will use. And then he kept doing that, and Krishna gave him more. So surrender can be in many different ways. So one aspect of surrender is, this is my condition right now, this is my bodily condition. I have to serve in this condition. So of course Krishna can change the bodily condition, and we can also do whatever is in our situation possible to improve the bodily condition. But we shouldn't postpone our bhakti for that. So that's all. When we say take shelter of the Bhagavatam or take shelter of the holy name, that is basically meant to avoid the dejection or the depression that comes from not having any material solution. So that is not meant to be like a replacement for material solutions. Does that address your question? Thank you. Any other questions? Shall we move ahead?